KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, it's cloudy and 40 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly sunny today, a high of 57. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In the news, the driver of a van is dead following a crash late Friday night in Council Bluffs. Authorities say 67-year-old William D. Snyder of Council Bluffs died at the scene of the crash that took place at around 11:40 p.m. in the vicinity of 23rd Avenue and South 35th Street. Council Bluffs police say Snyder's 1999 Plymouth Grand Voyager was westbound on 23rd Avenue when it lost control and struck a power pole, shearing off the pole. The van sustained heavy front driver's side damage before coming to final rest in a field west of the roadway. Power was knocked out to several businesses in the area, but crews were working early this morning to restore power to those who were affected, and traffic was being diverted until the MidAmerican Energy could repair the power poles. The crash is under investigation by the Council Bluffs Police Department's Special Operations and Traffic Unit, and factors contributing to the accident are not yet clear. Two people were arrested last night in Red Oak on theft charges. Red Oak police say 32-year-old Robert Benjamin Harris was taken into custody at around 7 p.m. and 46-year-old Shelby Joanne Oliveras was arrested at around 7:40 p.m. Both are from Red Oak. Harris was arrested for theft in the fifth degree, while Oliveras was arrested for aiding and abetting theft in the fifth degree. Both were brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 cash bonds each. Officials of the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office yesterday said a rural Stewart man was arrested on sex abuse charges. 36-year-old Dr. Justin Hillock, who is with the Guthrie Center Family Dentistry Office, was taken into custody based on trial information charging him with two counts of sexual abuse in the third degree and two counts of indecent contact with a child. The identity of the alleged victim is being withheld according to Iowa law. The sex abuse charges are Class C felonies, punishable by up to 10 years in prison, while the indecent contact charges are aggravated misdemeanors, punishable by up to 2 years in prison. Hillock is scheduled to be arraigned on the charge April 17th at 9 a.m. The charges are merely accusations at this point, and the man is presumed innocent until and unless proven guilty. A Council Bluffs woman has been arrested and charged after being accused of stealing more than $20,000 from her employer. 22-year-old Sierra Scheid was arrested Thursday afternoon at the Bed Bath & Beyond in Council Bluffs after being confronted by a regional investigator for the business. Police say Scheid told the investigator and officers that she had stolen more than $20,000 over the past year. Scheid was released from the Pottawatomie County Jail after posting a $10,000 bond. A former executive of a Western Iowa transportation company has been sentenced to 4 years in federal prison for wire fraud. Federal prosecutors say 40-year-old Bradley Cornelson of Council Bluffs was sentenced Friday in a federal courtroom in Council Bluffs and also ordered to pay more than $1.4 million in restitution to MV Transportation. He was convicted by a jury in November of 5 counts of wire fraud. Prosecutors say Cornelson was the chief financial officer for the transportation company in Elkhorn when he paid himself nearly $300,000 in unauthorized bonuses. Officials say he also used his company credit card and company checks to buy Rolex watches, collector baseball cards, Louis Vuitton luggage, and furniture for his home in Council Bluffs and Okoboji. The Union County Sheriff's Office reports 18-year-old Tyrone Dale Renner of Afton was arrested Thursday afternoon at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Polk County warrant. The warrant was for an order revoking pretrial release on the charges of assault with intent to commit sexual abuse, bodily injury, and willful injury causing bodily injury. Renner was being held in the Union County Jail on a $100,000 bond and was set to be transferred to the Polk County Jail. A Northwest Iowa woman accused of intentionally crashing her vehicle into another vehicle wants her trial moved to another county. Court records say Melissa Ebert is charged with attempted murder, driving under the influence, and other crimes related to the collision that took place September 9, 2015 in Plymouth County. Prosecutors say Ebert threatened to kill herself and her passenger before purposely veering her vehicle into the path of an oncoming car. She made a plea deal with prosecutors and was scheduled to be sentenced on 3 charges this past January, but she withdrew her pleas and a trial on all 7 counts has been scheduled to begin July the 6th. Her attorney cited pretrial publicity in seeking a change of venue. A hearing on that motion is set for April 10th. Iowa native Peggy Whitson set another record on Thursday. Radio Iowa's Matt Kelly reports.
For the second time in 7 days, Whitson and one of her co-workers took a spacewalk. It was her 8th EVA, or extravehicular activity, which is the most ever performed by a woman. Whitson has spent more than 53 hours in the vacuum of space, also a record for women, and next month she's due for another EVA, which will put her in 3rd place among all astronauts. Whitson hails from Beaconsfield and is in the midst of her 2nd 6-month mission aboard the International Space Station. Last month, she turned 57 in orbit, the oldest woman in space. I'm Matt Kelly.
And on the 10th of April, Whitson will be promoted to commander of the space station. She'll be the only woman who's held that title twice. Elsewhere in state news, a bill that would have prohibited so-called sanctuary cities in Iowa and legislation that would have banned most abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected are among the measures not advancing beyond a procedural deadline in the Republican-controlled Iowa legislature. The deadline Friday required policy bills to have secured several procedural votes. Some bills have been selectively kept alive and their futures are unclear. Bills moving forward include proposed restrictions on how authorities can seize money from people suspected of illegal activity. Other legislation would dismantle Des Moines Water Works, moving the water utility's oversight to local officials. Governor Terry Branstad recently signed into law a ban on local governments raising the minimum hourly wage and reductions in compensation for workers who are injured on the job. Also in the news this morning, the American Civil Liberties Union of Iowa is opposing a bill moving quickly through the legislature that would block public access to 911 calls involving injuries. The nonprofit registered against the bill on Friday, one day after the Associated Press reported about the legislation. The bill would declare that audio, video, and transcripts of 911 calls involving injured victims of crimes or accidents are confidential medical records and exempt from Iowa open records laws. Calls involving minors would automatically be confidential. Republican Representative Dean Fisher said the bill was crafted after the AP had sought 911 calls that shed light on gun violence in an Iowa county. Fisher says medical privacy outweighs the public's right to know. ACLU Legal Director Rita Betta said 911 calls provide accountability on law enforcement and private organizations. Taking a look at the funeral announcements this morning, Dan Brownsberger, age 78 of Oakland, died Sunday at the Oakland Manor in Oakland. Funeral services for Dan Brownsberger will be today at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvened Funeral Home in Oakland has the arrangements. Karen Janvrin, age 76 of Panora, died March 20th at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Memorial services for Karen Janvrin will be today at 11 o'clock at the Faith Bible Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has the arrangements. Jerry Holiday, age 79 of Atlantic, died January 15th at the Cass County Hospital. Celebration of Life Memorial Services for Jerry Holiday will be today at noon at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Jean Elmer Thies, age 66 of Minnetonka, Minnesota, died January 27th. Graveside services for Jean Thies will be held today at 2 o'clock in the Minden Cemetery at Minden. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Mardell Maley, age 82 of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Mardell Maley will be held next Thursday at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. And John Jack Gefford, age 80 of Panora, died Tuesday at his home. Cremation has taken place and private family graveside services for John Jack Gefford will be held at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery near Van Meter at a later date. Twig Funeral Home in Panora is in charge of the arrangements. That is a check of our news on KJAN.